Everybody knows there's nothing doing. Everything is closed. It's like a ruin. Everyone you see is half asleep, and you're on your own. You're in the street. This is the weekly news and review that was posted by Sarah Bressler on the 14th of August, 2012, for the Harpers.org news. And this is DJ Bennett for the Kill Radio News team sharing this headline selection from the previous week. I don't know about you, but I'm fairly disappointed in the fact that the presidential contenders, our POTUS guys, just tend to be sending spin out at each other rather than actually dealing with issues. And that's on both sides. It's very annoying. And hey, whatever happened to Ron Paul? Has he just disappeared? Or is he being a good pug? Is that what he's really doing? Not going to cause any trouble for the other pugs. The pugs need trouble. Anyway, this is the news of the preceding week. And, you know, what a week it's been. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney announced that Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan, a crackpot teabagger, would be his running mate. Someone is in a back room fanning Biden and breaking out the smelling salts, tweeted one Romney supporter. Oh, yes, Team Obama. Sheet just got real. A report suggested that 15% of Romney's Twitter followers are fake accounts set up to boost numbers. What a surprise. And an analysis of media coverage about Ryan found that he was voted biggest gym rat by an anonymous poll of congressional staffers, that in 2005 he identified Ayn Rand as the reason I got involved in public service, but in 2012 said, I reject her philosophy. It is antithetical to my worldview. And that he sometimes regrets giving up on his aspiration of becoming a professional skier. President Obama called Romney Romneyhood. Romney said Obama was full of Obamaloney. And a Romney aide accused Obama of going lower than a world champion limbo dancer after a Democratic super PAC released an ad in which a worker appears to blame his wife's death on his having been laid off from a steel mill owned by the Romney-founded firm Bain Capital. She was supposed to have had her own insurance, I guess, but I know that when the guy lost his job and had a good-paying job and then went to, like, a $15,000-a-year job, that he didn't have any extra money to help his wife. So there's still truth to it, but it's still, it's just all spin. Meanwhile, the 2012 Olympics, thank everything, closed in London with a celebration of 50 years of British music that was incredibly embarrassing. It included performances by George Michael, the Spice Girls, The Who. Now, what I watched of it, I didn't see The Who. I saw people pretending to be The Who and rapper Tiny Tempa. Has England ever been quite so foul with patriotism? Former Smiths frontman Morrissey said of the games. An English musicologist explained that many Britons don't like God Save the Queen because it lacks a climax where people feel compelled to join in. And American hurdler Lolo Jones denied rumors that the Olympic Village was overrun with trysting athletes. I haven't seen any hookups, she said. I guess we don't have any sluts on our team. Marijuana named after Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt was being sold in California dispensaries. And U.S. tennis player Serena Williams was criticized for celebrating her gold medal with a Crip Walk, a dance that originated with a Los Angeles street gang. It was just me, said Williams. I love to dance. It was a nice dance, too. Chinese gold medalists were found to sing the most, and cry the least during medal ceremonies. 17-year-old Austin Wierschke was crowned America's fastest texter after standing blindfolded on a Times Square traffic island and texting a verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in under 45 seconds. Teenagers of average weight who think themselves fat were found most likely to become fat adults. Data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control showed that at least 20% of the adult population of every American state is obese. And a Hindu leader in New Jersey was ceremonially counterbalanced on a giant scale against his body weight in platinum. Hindu. July was found to have been the hottest month on record in the United States. The last month that was so hot was July 1937. But the preceding 15 years before 1937 were not the hottest on record, like the one we're having this year. And July was also the first month since 2007 in which no attacks by Somali pirates were reported. The return on investment is now just too low, said piracy expert Stig Jarl Hansen. Leaders are basically saying they are getting out of piracy and going into other business, like kidnapping. Afghan security personnel opened fire on Western troops on five separate occasions in Afghanistan, killing at least seven Americans. So the war is still going on there. David Berkowitz, a.k.a. the Son of Sam, who shot and killed six people and wounded seven others in 1976 and 1977, reflected on recent shooting sprees in Colorado and Wisconsin. One day, he said, I hope that guns will lose their glamour. Florida homeowners associations began foreclosure proceedings against banks that have failed to pay maintenance fees on the properties they repossessed. An IRS watchdog agency identified a Florida address from which 741 tax returns worth more than $1 million in refunds were filed in 2011. And Shivpal Singh Yadav, a public works minister in Uttar Pradesh, India, was caught on camera encouraging local officials to engage in limited graft. If you work hard and put your heart and soul into it, said Yadav, then you are allowed to steal some. Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi dismissed the country's two top-ranking generals and canceled a military decree limiting his powers. A 70-year-old woman set herself on fire in Israel, making her at least the fourth Israeli to self-immolate since last month. And three Tibetans set themselves on fire in China's Sichuan and Gansu provinces to protest Chinese rule. A man was arrested in a Louisville, Kentucky gas station washroom for lighting the toilet seat on fire in what he claimed was a religious act. And a London man set his home on fire by microwaving his underwear. Jerusalem's ultra-Orthodox Jewish Modesty Patrol was selling stickers that blur the eyeglasses of men who might otherwise be tempted to look at women whose dress could be considered indecorous. Now, that somehow takes me back to, like, 1985 and a photo I saw, I think it was in the New York Post, of a 21, 22-year-old female Israeli soldier who was on duty on a beach. She was wearing a very skimpy bikini, but she was carrying a really nice Uzi machine gun. A 3-year-old Malaysian girl was killed during an exorcism conducted by seven family members and their Indonesian maid. In Delaware, pediatrician Melvin Morse, a researcher of near-death experiences in children, was arrested after allegedly waterboarding his daughter. And in Utah, a Lego wheel was discovered up the nose of a 6-year-old Isaac Lassan, whose chronic sinus problems had baffled doctors for 3 years. I put some spaghetti up there, said Lassan, but that was a long time ago. Well, that's it for the news. It's still hot, miserably hot here in Southern California, but probably not as hot as it is in the rest of the country, eh? Listen to my music show on Friday nights here on KillRadio.org, and always keep a lookout for the weekly news and review from Kill Radio and Harpers.org.